In the discussion of the many halachos bein Adam lechaveiro in this week's parsha, towards the end of the third aliyah, we find what happens when a person takes a collateral. They lent somebody some money, and they took as a collateral their clothing, a garment, something of theirs. The Torah tells us in very dramatic language, if you take your neighbor's garment as a collateral, as a pledge, you have to return it to him before the sun sets. That's the only clothes they have. What are they gonna sleep with? And they're going to cry out to me, and I'm going to hear their pain. It's a very dramatic language in the Psukim. It's very dramatic that you took a collateral and now you have to give it back. And if you don't give it back, the person is going to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this such dramatic language in the Parsha? Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, the great Sri De'esh, offers the following explanation about these psukim. Because if you think about what's happening here, he says you can lose sight of what this law is actually talking about. The entire purpose of the pledge is to ensure that the debt is repaid. That's why I take the pledge, to make sure that whatever money I lent, I'm going to get it back. And if you don't give it back, I have something of yours. But the Torah is commanding that every night I return it. Let's imagine the scene. Every night the creditor gives back this shirt, and every morning he comes to retrieve it, explains the Sri De'esh. Under these circumstances, it is likely that is this person going to pay back the loan? They barely have a piece of clothing. He doesn't even own a shirt. He has one piece of clothing. And as a reminder, and every day the creditor goes and he gives it back. The Sri De'esh says, there is something we see here about our civil law, about the uniqueness of the laws bin Adam lechaveiro. While in this case, the law favors the creditor, the Torah still demands that this person be taken care of. He can't pay back his loan yet. And yes, simply the straightforward solution is that the creditor is right, and he should keep the shirt. Nonetheless, he returns it every night because it's right, it doesn't mean the debtor should suffer. Why is this pasuk so dramatic? Because the Torah could have presented any broad range of psukim. You should help the poor, you shouldn't stand by. The Torah chooses this pasuk to emphasize the human aspect of the civil law. These are dinim. Mishpatim is about bein adam lechaveiro, halachos. And nonetheless, the pasuk isn't talking about doing the nice, it's halacha. Built into the fabric of our civil law is a compassion for every single person. So yes, the money must get paid back, the loan must get paid back. It doesn't mean that somebody has to suffer. And if this is his only piece of clothing, you have to return it. This opens up our eyes as we learn through Parshas Mishpatim. So many of these details differ, perhaps, than what we see in regular civil law. That built into the fabric of what we do, what we believe, and the halachos that we follow, is to be compassionate and sensitive, and nobody should ever suffer no matter what.